Inspiring self-mind. What is the inspiring self-mind? Cubicle self-mind. What is the cubicle self-mind? The inspiring self-mind is the part of our mind that is illuminated. The cubicle self-mind is the part of our mind that is in the dark. The inspiring self-mind is aware. The cubicle self-mind is unaware. The inspiring self-mind navigates and we reach our goal. The cubicle self-mind is lost in a maze of its own shifting goals. The inspiring self-mind sees its part in the whole. The cubicle self-mind sees only the cubicle and all of its parts. The inspiring self-mind aims for peace. The cubicle self-mind aims for conflict. The inspiring self-mind is not a new and improved cubicle self-mind. The inspiring self-mind is clear of its own identity as it is connected to inspiration. Therefore, it is clearly in no need of improvement. The cubicle self-mind may attempt self-improvement and expanding its horizons, but no matter where it goes, what it does, or what it says, it never leaves the cubicle self-mind. It can't see beyond the cubicle, so where would it go? We do not need a cubicle self that is more educated, more experienced, richer, wiser, good-looking, spiritual, holy, and with a new and improved self-esteem. Remember, attempting to improve the cubicle self is a distraction from paying attention to the inspired self. Go ahead, go back to school, make that investment, exercise, get your hair done. This is not to undo any of these things we all do day in and day out. It is opening to receiving direction from the inspiring self-mind prior to and while in the midst of setting our schedule, doing our routine, goal setting, and living in the world. Take a breath. Pause here. Just be.